Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. United States President Trump and Russian President Putin have had a phone call that really touched on both the American and Russian Middle East policy. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman from Washington will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Today, Ken, we've got to talk about the Putin-Trump call. We don't know exactly what they said. They're tight-lipped at this point in time. Would you not have loved to have been a fly on the wall there in the Oval Office?
Yes. And I think, you know, clearly President Trump is seeking to reduce tensions with Russia, not to pick a fight. You know, the United States put sanctions on Russia as a result of its annexation of Crimea, which the United States and other countries did not accept. And the Russians are not going to back off on that. I think one of the really big issues, though, is notion of safe zones in Syria. So I expect that there will be some significant advances on this plan to set up safe zones for Syrian refugees inside Syria.
It looks like Vladimir Putin, who really controls the Middle East today, if you're looking at any world leader that can do that, it's Vladimir Putin. But has he not hinted or at least given an invitation to Donald Trump to get involved in the talks that the Syrians are having for the purpose of trying to bring about a ceasefire and maybe a peace agreement?
Remember that they held those talks in Kazakhstan, specifically excluding the United States, and it was seen as a snub to Barack Obama because Obama and Kerry had been trying right up until the last minute to get included in the talks, and the Russians and the Iranians and the Turks said, no, we don't need you. Over the past 5 years of this conflict, we have not really been engaged. The United States has ceded the ground to Russia. We have witnessed a return of Russia, including a troop presence in Syria, which we had not seen since the Cold War. So we really have created a vacuum by our absence. And now I think you're going to see President Trump reasserting America's influence and interest in the Middle East, not necessarily with combat troop deployments. But yeah, they're going to be talking about this, and I think the Russians now are going to be more eager to have a U.S. engagement with this new president.
Ken Timmerman from Washington with great insight into the Trump-Putin phone call. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, the name Russia is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. Russia's biblical name is Magog, which is mentioned 5 times from Genesis chapter 10, verse 2, all the way through to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 8. Magog, the grandson of Noah, is today modern-day Russia, a major player in the last days as the leader of a coalition of nations that want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And that's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 2, through chapter 39, verse 6. As I said, Russia is today and will be in the future a major player in our world. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...